flashback. Thank you, God. I thank God today for mercy for allowing me to spend this time with David. And I found a lot of things in David's life that kind of parallels mine. And I certainly hope that if you begin to study some characters in the Bible, David would be a good place to start. But David had had many things in his life. But there's one thing in particular that I want to kind of lift as we walk through David's life. Because I said before that as we think about David, we think about the victory David accomplished over Goliath. It becomes sometimes the paramount of what we recognize as what David is known for. But David is known for so many things. Just for a recap, for those of you that maybe missed the first two, we want to just breeze by and catch you up that quick. David. We started the series a month ago talking about David, and David receives his victory. And we understood the fact that in order to get victory, one must go through something. That's why we talked about the 1 Corinthians, that blessed be the God that gives us the victory through. Which means that if you want to get to victory, you're going to have to go through something. It's just not going to fall on you. It's just not going to be something that is going to be bestowed upon you. You're going to have to get scarred in order to go through victory. There's going to be a cost associated. David's pathway to victory in this first part of our series started with David not being recognized. He was not acknowledged as one of the sons. He was not even invited to the sacrifice. Samuel, as you know, was called to go and anoint the next king, and he went to Jesse's house in order to invite the boys over, but David was the one who was not called. So it kind of started out in this story where David was the one who was left out. He was not acknowledged at that time. Anybody beside me have ever felt like you've been left out, looked over, taken for granted? This is David's story. This is kind of how it launches off. David also, the Bible said that he was tending to the sheep. Somebody say tending to the sheep. We walked around. We talked about how sometimes those who are closest to you, because of their own selfish motivations, are oftentimes don't think that you're qualified, or they are often sometimes the one who really set traps for you. The ones that are closest to you. That's kind of how we launched off. They don't think that you're qualified. And them themselves are not really qualified as well. But because they feel threatened by you, then they are sometimes going to cast you out or not recognize you as being who you are. But tell somebody, but God. The second series, we kind of launched off of this idea as a pathway to victory, is that we dealt with David's anointing. It was illustrated in the frustration of David is that he was anointed by Samuel, and he was anointed in the very front of the ones who didn't think he was worthy. And we try to lift off the fact that some folk can't handle your anointing. David was sent by someone to come and bring him, and then he was anointed. At that point in time, and in front of the brothers, in front of the dad, in front of all of those who left him out, who didn't think he was who he should be, wasn't supposed to be there, and here they are, they anoint this man, and now here he is. Thus leading us again down this pathway of David's victory. But what I'd like to do today is that we must spend some time examining the heart of David. To understand David's heart, we must look back, if you will, and spend some time in the field with David and the sheep. You don't mind spending a little time with me in the field. I'm a country boy. I spent many years in the field. We had hogs and one mule. But we spent time out in the tobacco field. So if you don't mind, just walk with me, if you will, just down this hard path for David. To truly know why God chose David to be the next king over his people, you must understand how David's handling of the sheep. You know, David was the sheep keeper, the shepherd. was a job given to him. I'm sure he did not volunteer for it, but it was one that was given to him. Jesse said, there is the youngest son. He's a runt, that the illustration said. Anybody know what the runt is? If you ever had puppies, anybody had puppies in the country? With my dogs used to have puppies all the time, seemed like. I had a bunch of puppies, man. Great dog. But there was one in the litter that was always the smallest. So this particular illustration here said that David was the runt. And he was tending to the sheep. The sheep. Tending. Put that up if you don't mind. Tending. I want to back up to this word. I don't like to pass by words sometimes because words have a very distinct meaning and how this thing lifts off. And so we understand tending. What does it really mean to tend? Tending is a hard matter. Tending. Well, how do you know this? Because it's in the definition. So let's look at the definition of tending. To work providing treatment for or attending to something or someone or someone or something. Read it again. The work of providing treatment for or attending to someone or something, usually followed by two. Now, you can fill in the two. Now, that's a hard matter. Well, how do you see that in this particular definition? Tending. Attending to. Tending to grandma. She can no longer help herself. That's a hard matter. Tending to Papa, as my grandson would call me. He can't reach his walking stick. That's tending. That's a hard matter. Tending to little Johnny. He's too young to drive to take himself where he needs to go, so you are tending to him. Tending to little baby Mary. She is crying uncontrollably and unable to tell you what's wrong with her. That's a hard matter. That is tending to the baby. Tending. David was tending to the sheep. I know. I see what's on your mind. What you might be thinking, but they're just sheep. They're not human. They're not grandma and papa and little Johnny and little Mary. They are sheep. They're animals. Do they deserve such tending to as humans? David, tending to the sheep. Well, before you answer this question, let's talk about the sheep on David's victory path. The sheep. Have you ever wondered why sheep was David shepherding? Not the goats, not chickens, not cattle, but sheep. Why was he tending to sheep? Six characteristics of a sheep. Put the picture up for me, Tim, and let it sit just for 1 second. As we talk about sheep, a sheep, look at the characteristic of a sheep. They're very sociable with the need to see other sheep. They like socializing with each other, and they're sociable animals. Sheep. Sheep, they band together in large groups, which protect them from predators. Sheep. They understood and knew that they were stronger together. Sheep. Sheep surprisingly intelligent and with an impressive memory and recognition skill. Sheep. They are smart and understand the value of remembering those whom they came in contact with, and they also remember how they were treated by those who they came in contact with. The sheep. We're talking about the sheep now. This is the sheep mentality. Sheep. Sheep build friendship. They stick up for one another in fights. And they felt sad when one of their friends were going to slaughter the sheep. This is what my research tells me. I didn't make this up now. This is
I studied sheep. I wanted to find out about the sheep. I wanted to find out what was going on. Why was it the sheep? Why was David out there in the field with the sheep? And then he was given such an awesome task to deal with people with the sheep. The sheep. You got to stop by the field and spend some time in the field with David and the sheep. You see, sheep in those days was the greatest part of wealth for patriarchs. They were the chief animal for sacrifice. The value of the sheep was both for milk and for wool. Sheepskins were made for rough coats. Their horns were used for vessels to carry liquid and mostly oil. But they were family. They cared about each other. They understood each other. And when one of them left, they were upset that the other one left. Well, you want to imagine and say, how would a sheep know that his friends is gone because he spent some time with them? Sheep. He said, and I got that bugging me for a minute. I said, well, how would a sheep know? You got so many, put it back up to him. You got so many sheep, and if one of them are missing, put it back up. How would you know that they are gone unless you have spent some time together? Sheep. This is the sheep mentality now, okay? We ain't got to y'all yet. Talk about a sheep. Sheep. Sheep have excellent peripheral vision. They can see behind them without even turning their head around. Sheep. Did you know that about a sheep? No, you didn't know that about a sheep. Most of us had dogs and cats. But a sheep know what's going on around him. I heard all the time. A sheep. And lastly, a sheep also is the most destructive creature on the planet. The sheep. Most destructive on the planet. Wow. That's the lesson for today on sheep. Who would have thought that sheep were all of that? Now, if you want to mess up something, the sheep said they are capable of messing things up. Who would have known? David loved the sheep. He had a heart for the sheep. He did not mind tending. Say tending. Tending to the sheep. That's why when David was sent before Samuel, and the Bible says in the Good News Translation in Samuel 16 and 12 that his eyes sparkled. Some of you remember we talked about his eyes were sparkled when they sent for him and he came out of the field. And I don't know how many of you have worked in the fields many days, and when they called me up from my dad's, okay, at the time that we finished, I ain't had no sparkle in my eye. I was tired. Oh, he worked me to death in the battlefield. I didn't have no sparkle, but David had a sparkle in his eye. That means he was enjoying spending time with the sheep. Yeah, David enjoyed hanging out with him. No doubt he was the one that, and he probably named them. He probably had names. You see David with the hat on right there, he probably had a name for every sheep because he spent time with them. Matter of fact, David probably was the writer of Mary Had a Little Lamb. His feet was white as snow everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. He said, he followed them. He followed them. The sheep followed her to school one day. But they said that was against the rules. But the sheep follows a good shepherd. Because they know the heart of the shepherd. That's why they are so attentive and they are in position to be around the sheep because they trust the sheep. So when it was time to anoint the next king, no wonder why God chose David, because his heart was right. God knew that if David could love and care for sheep, surely he could and would care for his people. His people would have been in good hands. Not just anybody could have handled that job. So many folk would not be capable of handling such a job as what David was being trusted David's heart. David's heart would lead him to know that God's people was very complex and possessed the same traits of the sheep he was tending to. Walk with me again. Back down the sheep. Put it up to him. Look at the sheep. Now we want to look at the sheep and the human. You remember the first thing I said? That we are very sociable and need to be around one another. Isn't that just like the sheep? We like hanging around each other. We like spending time with each other. We like going to each other's houses. We like being in the company of one another, just like the sheep. So in order for David to be able to handle us, he had to understand the fact that we were sociable people. Yeah. We like to be around one another. Don't you like hanging around some folk? Now, you can't hang around everybody, but don't you like hanging around some folk? David had to understand the dynamics of that if he was going to be a good leader. Because some of us socialize this way. Some of us socialize another way. Some of us socialize with a cooler, and some of us don't socialize with a cooler. But it don't matter how you socialize, David had to understand that there are differences in how we socialize, just like the sheep. Number two, put it up. Sheep, like people, like banding together in large groups. We're in a large group now. Don't y'all like banding together in large groups? Blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians, Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterian, Catholics, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Capitalists, Omega, Alpha, Delta, AKA, Zeta, Crips, Blood, men, women, boys, and girls. Everybody like to hang out in a group. And we like to hang out in groups because they are familiar to us. It doesn't mean that we don't like the other group. It just means that we like own kind. There's nothing wrong with that. It's good to socialize with others, but the reality of it is that when we have a cookout or when we want to have something, 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to invite those who I like hanging around, but these are my peoples. And don't get mad if you don't get the invitation. It wasn't for you anyway. It was for. We like to hang around in groups. We like to go to the family reunions. We all a family. But sometimes it's just for the best family. But don't. I love you. But just like the sheep, they like to bond together in a group. And for David to be restored what he was going to be restored, he needed to understand that there were going to be difference of opinions. Just like the Democrats think one way and Republicans think another. But somebody had to be a leader to understand that I'm leading both of y'all, so I've got to understand the fact of how you think. That understands that. I mean, is that fair? David's heart. If he can handle the sheep, surely he can handle us, the sheep. People, you want to put the next one up. Highly intelligent with expressive memory skills and recognition skills. We are the most intelligent species on earth. Would you agree? I would agree with that. Some of us. Right? I didn't say it. They came from a left side. I ain't going to say it. See, we can take a heart from one person and plant it in another. And never miss a beat. Intelligent. We can take a man from earth and take him to the moon and drop him off and never miss intelligence. That's a skill that God has given to mankind. We also can take 2 cups of unsalted butter, 3.5 cups of granulated sugar, 6 large eggs, 6 large egg yolks, 1 tablespoon full of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of salt, 3.5 cup of all-purpose flour, and make a pound cake. Ah, intelligence. Oh, everybody can't do that. Who can put all that together and make somebody? Oh, my mama never had a biscuit recipe written down. Intelligence. Ah, we are intelligent people. But just like the sheep, we were very intelligent. The next one. Sheep, they build friendships. They stick up for one another in fights. And they feel sad when their friends and loved ones die. Sheep. Friendships. We have established some good friendships along the way. And you better not mess with one of my friends. Sure enough, friends. Better yet, mess with one of my church members. Because I love y'all. You understand what I'm saying? So one thing you got to understand is that we stick together and we fight together. You understand? When somebody comes against one of your friends or family members, you see some of the worst of us. Especially when you're messing with somebody, baby. Don't you mess with my baby. We're going to stick together right now. We may be all right right now, but don't you mess with my loved one. Just like the sheep, don't you bother him. You better leave him alone. They were good at protecting each other. And all, just like us, as all we know, and we all have experienced this in our lives, that when somebody leaves us and transcends to another place, we become sad. Sheep and humans. David had to deal with this dynamic of the sheep before he could deal with that dynamics of the people. David. Next one. We can hurry up. People and sheep. Sheep and human had excellent peripheral vision. And could see behind themselves without turning their head around. Now, don't get mad. This is a female sheep. Don't y'all get mad at me? Don't get mad at me. I knew this was going to get their cover, but I had to just put this in there because this is a lady sheep here. I promise you that she knows what's going on behind her, and she ain't even turned her head around. You better be careful what you do around a woman. Because I'm telling you, it ain't nothing you can do to get the behind. Come on, deacon. I see my deacons are quiet over here. They understand what I'm talking about. Oh, a lady knows what's going on all the time. Oh, I figured y'all would like that one. Don't give me that. Just like the sheep. But for David to be a good leader, he had to understand the dynamics of the female. You understand? He had to be sensitized by what they knew and what they—it's called what they call it, intuition. Yeah, you can't disrespect the intuition of a person. See,
David had to be able to deal with y'all. I wish I could call David up and try to get some advice from him anyway on how to deal. So when. Guys, just a quick note. Don't be a fool because her back turned. All right. You just know that she knows. She knows. All right. And the next and last thing is that sheep and human are the most destructive creatures on the planet. We are messed up something. And you know we will. If you want something destroyed, put it in the hands of a man. If you want something you want confusion, put it in the hands of a human. Because we will tear it up. Why do you think we have so much stuff going on in this world today? Because man have put their hands on it.
And man is what caused us to be in the position that we're in. It has nothing to do with God himself, because we are so caught up in our head that we think we are in control of everything. Man will tear it up. Just like the sheep. You can't cross the sheep too much. You can't leave them alone too much by themselves, because they are very destructive. And understanding that destructiveness is something instinctive, your heart has to be messed up if you are destructive. And David had to understand that even though he was dealing with the sheep, that there was some among him that was going to be destructive. Somebody was not going to get on the plan. Somebody was not going to think his agenda was worth following. Somebody was going to disagree with him. But he had to understand that fact, that we can disagree without being disagreeable. It took somebody with a good heart to be able to understand that even though we don't agree, we can be undisagreeable. We don't have to be disagreeable. David understood that. He knew that. And I'm telling you this, and all of these things, we are just like sheep. God knew that David tending to the sheep taught him patience to deal with us. Your heart got to be right to deal with, have patience. Taught David understanding, wisdom, and empathy, and prepared him for the complexities of leading God's people. Because we are a complex people. And we got to understand that everybody don't think the same. Everybody is not at the same place at the same time. We may be in the same place at the same time, but we are never at the same place at the same time. So once we understand that, then we can have some empathy and understand that there is growth that needs to take place. But David had the power that God gave him to his anointing. He knew why God trusted him. God is looking for some folk that want to put their whole heart into his service. You want to know why God has not blessed you to deal with some stuff? It's because you have not been able to handle some small stuff. You understand, David had to know how to deal with animals that walk around on four legs before he could deal with us that walk around on two legs. You got to do good with what God has given to you. You got to put yourself in position to what God has given to you. You don't know where God is leading you until you do right by what he has already given in your hand. Some of us going to block our own blessing because we don't realize that where I am now is not my destination, but where I am now is where God needs for me to be. And as long as I'm here, I'm going to put my heart into it. So David understood that where he was in the field with the sheep is where God needed for him to be. And he gave it his whole heart. That's why he was able to do what he needed to do. Because his heart was right. The heart. You got to spend time to understand that all of what David did in his life was because he had a good heart. But David had a long road in front of him. The anointing was just the beginning of it. He didn't know at the time that he was anointed that he was going to be king. They just called him out of the field. And they just anointed him and he went back to the field. He didn't know at that point in time what was going on. It was long before he even got to his Goliath. You understand that there were some things that were going on long before he got there. Yeah. And with the right heart, I'm here to tell you that you can accomplish anything. I like the scriptures. Let me tell you the reason why. It's because it allows you to see the beginning and the ending of the story. David didn't see the beginning. Oh, we got it good. Because you can read it and you can see what started out and you can see what happened. And then you can see the roadblocks in the way. And you might be able to jump over some of those roadblocks. But the reality of it is that I'm glad that David could see without seeing. But we have the privilege of being able to read God's word, and we know how the story is going to end. It would be a tragedy if you let your life get cut off from some foolishness because you didn't read the book. Read the book. It gives you the answers to the questions. Just don't give up. Don't give in. Your pathway to victory will have some setbacks. You will have some disappointments. But I'm assured that God made a promise to all of us. He said, seek ye first. That's a promise. All these things will be added. That's a promise. Lean not to your own understanding. That's a promise. If you believe in God, that's a promise. Cast all your cares. That is a promise. If you acknowledge him in all of your ways, that is a promise. Let not your heart be troubled. That is a promise from God. Your heart is your pathway to victory. Give God some glory in the house. Stand on your feet. Your heart is your pathway. If you want to make it to victory.